Representative Tom Tiffany torches Biden official proud of border policies. You have been part of largest human trafficking operation since slavery. By John Binder on December 5, 2024. Representative Tom Tiffany, RY, went off on United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, Director George Adu during a hearing this week after she suggested she has no regrets about her role in the Biden administration's record-breaking illegal immigration wave to the United States. During the Immigration Subcommittee hearing, Tiffany asked Adu, "Do you have any regrets over what's happened in the last 4 years with the open borders policies in all its different ways here in America?" Adu, whose agency has overseen mass approval of work permits for newly released migrants, suggested she has no regrets about her tenure at USCIS, which will end in late January 2021 once President-elect Donald Trump takes office. "I am proud of the efforts that this administration has made with regards to its efforts at the southwest border," Jadu told Tiffany. Tiffany responded, "You have been part of the largest human trafficking operation since slavery in the United States of America. It is. The people of the United States voted for change on November 5 and we can only pray that it happens soon." Emphasis added. Indeed, in fewer than 4 years, the Biden administration has managed the arrival of nearly 8 million migrants at the nation's southern border. As a result, the Mexican drug cartels have profited anywhere from $4 billion to $12 billion just from smuggling migrants across the border. A congressional report from September found that about 85% of migrants arriving at the border under President Joe Biden have been subsequently released into the United States interior. Millions of those migrants have gone on to secure work permits as the Biden administration has transformed USCIS into a rubber stamp agency offering immigration benefits at a rapid pace. USCIS, in particular, has helped manage Biden's parole pipeline whereby almost 1.5 million migrants have been allowed to enter the U.S. interior despite having no immigration status and no legal basis to be in the country. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.